Deborah Stevens, an agricultural education teacher and FFA advisor at Sugar River Valley Regional Technical Center in Newport, New Hampshire, thought she was invited onto ABC's Strahan, Sarah, and Kiki show to speak about her horticulture program. But little did she know, they were honoring her for her amazing career as a teacher, making a difference, leading off with some personal testimony from one of the many individuals touched by her work in the community.
My name is Shannon Howe, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing teacher, Deborah Stevens. She took my shy, quiet son and turned him into a strong, confident young man. She helps many students. She makes sure that they have meals if they need them. She makes sure that they have clothes for all of these events, where most of that comes out of her own pocket. She shows all of them how much they are loved and how much opportunity they have to be successful in whatever they choose to do. She also provides all of the plants for our community gardens and for the garden that provides hundreds and thousands of pounds to our food pantries, to our senior citizens, and more.
Awesome.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Now, you are surprised because you thought you were here to talk about your horticulture program.
I sure. Everybody in the entire state and across the country has not let in this much. So I am truly blessed to be here and to do what I do every single day. I love my job.
How does it feel to know you had that kind of impact on people?
You know, I've been teaching for 20 years, and I don't know where 20 years went. I am one of over 11,000 ag teachers in the United States, including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Wow. What we do every day is not just teach about growing things, but growing students. Wow. And it is so, so important. Kids need to know that someone believes in them and to find the greatness within them, to find that greatness within that individual student. That's why I'm there. I'm not making, you know, horticulturists. 95% of my kids will use it somewhere, but most of them is what they take away, that they believe in themselves. They see how they connect to a bigger world out there, to their communities, to their nation, to the world. I'm teaching them life.
I'm getting goosebumps, by the way.
I'm teaching them life. So, yeah, I've been very blessed to do this for 20 years. And, you know, I don't have an end in sight, but I absolutely love working with students, high school students. I've worked with middle school. We do a lot of community outreach and community service. We grow all of the plants for our county correctional facility, where they literally plant, and as was stated in the video, thousands and thousands of vegetables go to our local food pantries.
Amazing. Locally grown. What began this journey for you? What made you want to go into this field and give in the way you do?
Well, it's really interesting because I didn't come the traditional path. I didn't go to school to become a teacher. I did landscape and garden design. Mm-hmm. I've owned a floral design business, but I also homeschooled my two kids, and we traveled in the winter. So we got to see a lot of the country, and I was always a teacher. I had five younger brothers, so I always was like teaching them something. Yeah. So it was part of me. The career opened when I actually was training to be a nail tech. I was giving a pedicure to the local director of our tech center, and we got to chat. And before I knew it, I was teaching and running the adult program at the tech center, coordinating people, connecting people, because that's what I'm good at. I'm good at connecting.
Janet and CJ aren't the only ones who want to thank you. We have another surprise for you.
Oh,
our friends at Barbara's Cereal heard your story, and they want to give you $5,000 worth of food.
Thank you so, so much. I just can't even begin to thank you for the opportunity to be here, but I am thrilled and proud to receive this.
Well, you deserve it.
For our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that audio is courtesy of ABC.